The idea to come and work in the United States was something Saturnino Gonzalez Diaz's father planted in him early.
When I was born, my father is in Chicago. And he put in my mind, Chicago, Chicago, and I want to come to see Chicago. I come, I'm staying here.
Diaz's father was one of the first workers to take advantage of the Bracero program. In 1943, he found work on the railroad in Chicago. The experience and the money he earned allowed Saturnino and his family to live a good life in Mexico.
He buy a house and everything that time. He all the time talk to me, to Braceros, the Braceros, and I used want to go to he's gone before.
When Saturnino himself was accepted into the Bracero program in the early 1960s, he left for California to pick fruits and vegetables.
Before I come to the United States and Mexico, I'm a boxer. I do a lot of exercise. Fields do nothing to me. I'm a champion in the strawberries.
While Saturnino's experience was positive, Lorenzo Cano paints a different picture of working the fields in Texas.
When they first arrived, he was sprayed with pesticides. He said that they would only pay him less than a dollar a day. And because of that, some of the experiences that him and a lot of people had weren't the greatest.
I think the experience of Bracero workers really depended on the place, the type of work they were doing, and the proclivities of particular employers.
Geraldo Cadava is an assistant professor at Northwestern University, which is hosting the Smithsonian exhibit, Bittersweet Harvest. It looks at the best and the worst of the Bracero program.
Some states, like Texas, for example, even had their ability to participate in the Bracero program revoked from them because exploitation was more widespread in Texas, for example, than other places.
When the program ended, many Braceros eventually immigrated to the United States to start lives in places where they worked. Amid the current immigration reform debate in Congress, some lawmakers want to start a new Bracero program.
I think that those who are simply saying that we need a new Bracero program today are not paying attention to the full complexity of the program and the conditions of exploitation under which Bracero workers labored.
Saturnino, who now lives in Chicago where his father worked, thinks a new Bracero program could curb illegal immigration and costly deportations.
They treat you like a dog. They send you to Mexico with cripple or whatever. It's where I think get the Braceros.
But proposals for a new program face stiff opposition from labor unions and are one reason lawmakers have not been able to move immigration reform forward. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Evanston, Illinois.